Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I wanted to get into a story that I saw today in The Ringer. So this was written by Stephen Ruiz. Stephen Ruiz has been at The Ringer for a few years, has done a lot of their quarterback rankings and evaluations, and he wrote about several things today. One of them was Jaden Daniels. He also talked about the struggles of Patrick Mahomes and some of the guys this year, you know, the arrow going up and down. This is what he does. He does these columns where he kind of breaks down different QBs. But on the Jaden Daniels subject, he actually wrote about several of the things I've talked about that are my frustrations, anxieties, and what makes me nervous about this player, Danny. So I wanted to go into some of these things that he quantified with some numbers. I want to start with the scramble rate for Jaden Daniels. As recently as yesterday, we talked about this extensively.
Yep.
But this has been a sticking point for me all football season long. He scrambled way too much last year. For a guy that gets hurt a lot, he often gets hurt when scrambling, by the way. That is when he got hurt against the Packers. It's when he got hurt against the Seahawks. It's not when he got hurt against the Cowboys, because that was in the pocket. But it has been a big portion of when he takes the biggest shots, it feels like. When he got hurt against the Panthers.
Yes.
Is another example. When running out of the pocket on a scramble play. Well, I'm going to read from The Ringer here. Says Jaden Daniels is breaking himself. Let's stick with the theme of quarterbacks who are scrambling too often. Of all the concerning statistics attached to Daniels' sophomore slump, and yes, he's officially in that territory at this point, Ruiz writes, this one might be the most worrisome. Daniels' scramble rate is up by 3 percentage points over last season. That's a number Washington wanted to bring down after Daniels scrambled at nearly 13% of the time last year as a rookie. His scramble rate is up to 16% in 2025. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like there's not some context where maybe guys were getting open less often, or you could say in games like the Seattle game, the pass protection wasn't great. But these are normal things that happen during football games and seasons. Occasionally, receivers don't get open. You want guys that get open more often. Occasionally, the line's not going to be great. You want lines that help you as often as possible. But this can be traced back to LSU. This was one of the things,
yep,
data-wise, analytically, when you looked at all the numbers in college that you said, here's something that's a little bit unsettling. He scrambles at too high of a rate. Now, correctly, the point everybody made was you can learn to stay in the pocket. You can learn to not leave clean pockets, which I thought he did in college. And you can kind of turn that down, and that's true. But from year one to year two, it's gone up.
It's not to say, and people take this, I don't think take this the right way to quantify it. It's not to say the scramble in and of itself is bad. Look at some of the huge plays over Mahomes' career. Again, the one of the marquee moments of this season that established that the Chargers were for real and the Chiefs might be in trouble was a Josh Herbert huge, unbelievable third and long scramble where he, you know, dodged a couple people, ran up the sideline, got a first down. Especially in this day and age of shells and everybody backing off and making you play underneath, it can be a weapon. It's the, did you give everything a chance? Or is it just like the Tampa game from week one last year, which brought that scramble right up, right? Where my first read's gone, that's it, I'm out of here. My first read may or may not be dead, I got to go. There's a time and a place is one of the phrases we use a lot on this program, I would say. There is a time and a place. Doesn't mean you should never scramble, but it also means you shouldn't scramble every time.
Yeah, I would also say, and I'm probably to the extreme on this front, I would say that the lower the scramble rate is better for me, generally. Like, you're a quarterback, I want you in the pocket throwing the football. Now, I am old school and crazy. I get that. I think this guy can win from the pocket, by the way, and I want him to do so as often as possible. So I would be happier if his scramble rate was 12% than 16, or 10% than 12, or 6% than 10. Notice I'm not saying never run. Because I think the design running game can actually be greatly beneficial. You know, Lamar Jackson scrambles some. I think there are plenty of games I watch him where he should scramble more. But he and so many other running quarterbacks, dual threat quarterbacks, they do a lot of their damage in the design running game. I think the design running game makes it easier to dictate the types of contact you're going to take on, where defenders are going to be potentially, whether you're running into space or using the sideline as your friend or able to get down or not. When you're scrambling, there's an ad lib element to it. There is a spontaneity to it because things are breaking down around you that makes it a little bit more volatile, I think. But just generally, if you look at last year when Daniels, I believe, finished number two in rushing yards to Lamar Jackson among quarterbacks, he was far and away at over 600 plus yards, the number one scramble quarterback in the league in terms of yards. That's where most of them came from. But he had a scramble rate that was really high. And this happens with young quarterbacks a lot. I remember Drake Mays last year. Some other guys, if you looked them up, Bo Nix probably had a high one. It's what happens. It's the default. It's kind of how you've done it in the past. And my point at the time was, this is just something to monitor. He's got to get better at turning last year's, what were we saying last year was, 13% into closer to 10%. And this year, even after it's gone down a little bit in his last couple of outings, I think because he's not 100% as healthy as he was early on or whatever, they're being more mindful to keep him in the pocket. It's now down to 16%. Which is still up from a year ago. So that's something to note. But the other point that I've made a lot, we've talked about on the show a good bit, is what are you scrambling to do exactly? The idea of scrambling, for me, doesn't mean rushing attempt. Scrambling means leaving the pocket, right? And so when you leave the pocket, what is your goal? And if you watch that Minnesota game, there are a few plays. If you watch any game, frankly, there are a few plays where if he leaves the pocket scrambling to reset and throw, I get out of my seat and I give you a clap and I want to go up and kiss you on the cheek. That's the secret sauce, as you called it yesterday. And yep. My point yesterday was, well, that's what we want the secret sauce to be, but that's not what the secret sauce has been. See the play we always reference in the Browns game last year to Terry McLaurin when he gets out of the pocket, he gets into the flat, he stands, and he makes a ridiculous throw. He is, at a fairly alarming rate, leaving the pocket as a runner, to run, not to continue to look downfield. I was talking to Toby about this before the show, and Toby, I'll tag you in on this, but essentially, you agreed with this take from me, which is, I thought last year as the year went on, early on, the Bucs game, a couple games, I thought, man, he's just running. He's like, things break down and he just takes off. No, take off to reset to throw. And as the year went on, I thought he got so much better at that. And you saw real growth, and you saw big plays. And that, to me, was when he took off and the team took off. We saw it in the Detroit game and the Tampa game was like a play-extending passer, which is what Allen and so many of the great quarterbacks in this league do. And he was doing it last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw there was an example we were talking about from this game. It was a 3rd and 2, so maybe the context of him running is just the fact that he doesn't want to put the ball in the air with the chance that maybe Terry drops it or it's not an accurate ball and he can just hold it in his hands and go pick up 3 yards and pick up the first down. But there was an example where he rolls out to his right. He's going parallel to the line of scrimmage and potentially could just throw it to Terry, who's wide open, but instead he tucks it and runs. And maybe that's a bad example of it, but it feels like this year there have been more of those versus running at a slower pace, understanding that I'm not running to run yet. He's going to tuck it eventually if there's nothing there. But it seems like this year when he's escaped the pocket, it's to run versus still trying to create.
And you could see the difference of like that jog with your eyes downfield and like you're still alive as a passer versus ball is tucked like I'm just a back, like running the football, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage. Well, in the Ringer today, this is how it was written by Ruiz. He said, I'm not necessarily advocating that Daniels take fewer trips outside the pocket, but I would like to see the quarterback throw more often when he does escape. Only 39% of his out-of-pocket dropbacks have ended in a pass attempt this season, per True Media. That's easily the lowest mark in the NFL, and only Justin Fields, 45%, Drake May, right around 50%, are within 10 percentage points of him. The number was higher for Daniels last season at 42%, so this issue seems to be getting worse, meaning a year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A year ago, and this year very similarly, right around 40% of the time, you know, he is scrambling to throw. But the number did not change in the direction that they wanted it to. And the closest guy to him is Justin Fields in this stat. I don't want to be in any stat category with Justin Fields when you're trying to figure out run-pass balance.
I 100% agree. So, and again, now there's plenty of context. I think him being injured a bunch, being out of rhythm a bunch, not having time on the grass a bunch, having a makeshift lineup a bunch, and all of those things, I think defensive coordinators have figured a lot of stuff out too. So there's a lack of trust right now from Daniels. I don't mean like, I don't trust McLaurin, like he's going to steal his watch or something. I mean, it's just, I don't trust what I'm seeing. I don't believe things right now. So what can I do? I'm going to fight for survival, which is go to what brought me here, which is my legs and the thing that I can trust, right? So I may be turning down things that I'm not sure that I see just yet. And then that window closes very fast in the NFL. Not an excuse, I think it's an explanation, because we all agree in theory that the numbers right here are backing up kind of what we're seeing. The team wants this to go down, right? I mean, they do.
I would hope so.
They do. I think that's, well, I haven't heard that specifically, but one would guess.
It would be intuitive.
Yeah. So, and again, it's not to say there's never a place for it, because that 3rd and 6, when nothing's open, you get a first down, that's a backbreaker. That's, you know, that's 3 more minutes off the clock. That's, you know, at least 3 more plays. That's a chance to score, et cetera. But there are too many moments, and if we're working back from where I am, which is, he's being hit too often. Too much contact from defenders is happening to Jaden Daniels. and I want to limit points of engagement for them, well, here you go, right? This is sort of the fader where you're going to do it and how you're going to do it.
When it matches what you're seeing, it worries me more. If these numbers came out, like I'll give you another example from this piece. Stephen Ruiz, The Ringer, wrote this. He's got this chart of how often quarterbacks slide and the percentage of the time that they slide. So as an example, Patrick Mahomes, when he scrambles, slides 21% of the time. Drake May slides 30% of the time. Josh Allen, 17% of the time. Caleb Williams, 23% of the time. Jaden Daniels slides 10% of the time. He has slid four times on 41 scrambles, and he had the video of the four slides and all the scrambles. So I'd have a few questions about this stat if I was talking to him. One would be, a slide, I'm guessing, is like a baseball-looking slide. And if you just dive forward Lamar Jackson style.
Yeah, so reading it, the dives don't count.
The dives do not count, which is one of the ways he protects himself.
Yes.
And it's kind of his way of doing it. Running out of bounds, out of the sideline, also doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just slides. So in and of itself, I think it's a flawed metric to begin with. But his point is, the only guy that's close to him in this percentage is Josh Allen. Look at the body type difference.
Yeah, Josh Allen's a freight train.
Josh Allen is going to deliver the boom because he weighs 275 pounds. Jaden Daniels weighs, you know, 75 less or 70 less or whatever it is than that. So you probably should slide more than 4% of the time. But I said this yesterday when you and I were discussing, you know, Daniels' health and keeping himself healthy and what type of shift he needed philosophically. I don't watch him and that often think that he is being reckless. I don't think he's doing a Jackson Dart thing out there. So with that particular data, I'm a little more, I'm not going to be dismissive. The numbers are the numbers. I'm not as concerned because, A, there's other ways to keep yourself safe than just sliding. This tells me he doesn't like to slide very much. I knew that. We see that.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of other ways he does it. But with this other stuff, one of my big concerns since college is leaving clean pockets and just scrambling. When things are breaking down, the great passers in the league hang in the pocket, hang in the pocket, hang in the pocket. Now it's open, and that means taking a shot sometimes, but you're going to make the throw and get the explosive and make the play. Part of the beauty of Jaden Daniels is the got to go, as I call it. The not there, not there, not there, got to go. And that's your 14-yard touchdown against the Bengals in the preseason game when everything's blocked up and covered, and you make Cliff Wright and you score a touchdown on that play. But when you have one of the higher rates in the league, when you're scrambling twice as much as the other guy that splits time with you this year in the offense and Marcus Mariota, which was the case until recently, I'd have to look up the numbers now. When you're not just scrambling, but you're scrambling to run at a higher rate than last year when you were leaving the pocket to reset to throw, that's going in the wrong direction, not the right direction. And we can all guess as to why, and I think there's a lot of good reasons why that is, but these are the types of things that make me really nervous. That I don't like seeing. This is stuff that should be trending right. And my point isn't even that it's his fault and not the context fault. It just doesn't matter. You know, we're 2 years in, and we seem further away from the destination than we were when this started. That's just a bad thing. That's all.
Yeah, on a binary, what would you prefer? That's pretty obvious, right? So where, and I think you also referenced this, but I want to double click. So this isn't necessarily to blame anybody or anything. Most specifically, it's an acknowledgement of where we are, right? When you go, hey, this year wasn't like last year, the most obvious thing is the amount of games missed, the amount of time missed, the amount of injuries, the amount of time is Willie, is he going to play? Is he not? We've done that ad nauseum. This is the once he's on the field, what are we seeing? This is what to quantify it. You guys all saw last year. You guys all saw the plays being made. You were there early on. And it's, by the way, some of them were incredible. I think it was the first Giants game, if memory serves, where he's in the grasp. He's sacked. The play's over. He somehow wiggles out. Like he was covered in grease and runs for a 16 or 17 yard first down on a scramble. God bless you. That's the superpower. That's unbelievable. Two guys in the league do that. Him and Lamar Jackson probably. And I don't even know if Lamar makes that play in that given game. So it's not to say that you never make a play. It's the trend line towards being able to deliver the football, which means less hits, less impact, less wear and tear. Even this one first down that's referenced in the story, which happened right in front of us in Minnesota, where there are a couple tight window throws on this third and five or third and six. He doesn't love any of them, which isn't a crime in and of itself, but if you're there on time with some anticipation, you got a chance just to throw it for a first down. He scrambles. He avoids contact, I put that in quotes, by diving, sort of half sideways, contorting his body to avoid the big shot. You're still diving onto the ground, and it was a blow with the ground that sent you from the game. Now, I understand it wasn't of your own volition. You got knocked on your duff. But you see my point. You're still talking about one impact. I want to avoid all of it. Some of it's inevitable. I know you can't put him in bubble wrap. I understand that it's football. We always reference the Cincinnati game. That shot he took when he knew it was coming, an uncovered blitzer who put his helmet right in his chin and he threw that dime to Terry McCorn. That's part and parcel with the position. If you get hurt on one of those, what are you going to do? The extra hits, the extra wear and tear, the extra bumps, that's what I've been talking about and screaming into the ether that have to be limited. They just have to be for him to be able to be successful and grow as a player. And that's kind of the second part to me of what this article is about. It's not about the, is he less of an athlete or more or whatever. This is the, I want quarterback growth, and that can't happen, A, if he's hurt, but B, if this is still the trend line.
Sure. For me, it's a bigger picture, I guess, honestly, because this is some of the stuff that you saw in college and that, frankly, wasn't that big of an issue last year when these things were trending in the correct direction, you know, on a really nice incline as the year went on. And I'm not sitting here saying I don't think this guy is eventually going to, you know, play at a high level again or anything. I think he will. I think he needs to be healthy and on the field sustainably. I think he is a rhythm guy that needs to stay in rhythm. And that's probably most quarterbacks, honestly. If you're in and out of the lineup constantly, there's not a lot of guys that aren't going to look rusty when they come back after these breaks. There's no doubt about that. I mean, that's just normal to the position. But these aren't things that you didn't see if you studied them at LSU that needed to be fixed or worked on or cleaned up or that an NFL staff didn't need to get with them on and go, hey, here's the direction we're going to go in here. And whatever progress was being made has been stunted this year. And then my question to that is, does that worry you? I'm not talking health. I'm not talking injuries. I'm talking about the scramble rate being what it is, the scramble rate to run versus the scramble rate to pass. These things not only not improving, but going in the wrong direction this year, or do you just chalk it up to, hey, look, it's health, it's injuries. A year from now, he'll have played in every game. He's going to be on his way to the Pro Bowl. The team's going to have 9 wins, and we're going to be laughing, saying, remember when he wasn't playing, wasn't in rhythm, and we all worried? How funny was that? Like, if you have to pick a side, where are you at on that? That you're worried about the development, or that this is injury related and that you're not going to spend a lot of time fearing the regression, because if he's healthy, he's going to get right again because he's that good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.